Maybe if I'm lucky, play some fucking video games, smoke a joint, and get stupid.
You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Oh, that radio show. Oh, yeah, it's all the kids talk about on Monday at school.
I once knew the games until the guys played.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the game until it dies slain.
I can't play these video games.
Games are more entertainment radio.
Today is the 9th of, what, October now? And we missed last week because of a little problem we had. I don't know what happened. I installed
it. Fucking weird, dude.
It was very weird. I installed the new Audacity, and it, like, kept, like, last week's information, like, in the cache or something, and mixed it together. So, I don't know. That was pretty messed up. Anyhow, it's going to be difficult, I think, to do this show this week because we have to cover stuff we already covered because, I mean, some of it's really good stuff, and especially, like, things that I don't want to cover as in-depth because, for me, we already talked about them, like the controller thing. You know, we went off on that quite a bit before, but, it's, you know, like, well, we already did that, and unfortunately, nobody got to hear it. In any case, let me start with the emails here, if I can find them. Because we're up at Wolf's Place today, so, of course, again, I don't have all my goodies with me. just whatever I printed out. So I hope I got everything I got. Oh, plus, I got that phone number from Duel. I've got to give them a call when I get a better speakerphone set up. But I don't have the phone here. Yeah, I mean the phone number. The phone number to that Final Fantasy Tactics Advance line, I wanted to call that thing and see what they had to say. In any case, we've got email from Captain Castro, who's been having a hell of a time on the forums. And I wanted to ask everybody if they've had any problem, like if they tried to register and it won't let you, because he's been trying for like 3 weeks to register on the forum, and it won't let him. I even went in and made the account for him, and it tells him that it's an invalid session. I don't know what's happening. I told him to try to delete all the cookies, you know, and maybe clear the browser cache or something.
Yeah, change the browser thing.
Well, I don't know what the problem is. It's just weird. But the thing of it is I'm worried that maybe he's the, like, not the only one with experiencing this problem, and that nobody says anything about it. You know, because he went so far to email me, you know, about it, that there's you know, something wrong. And maybe other people tried to register, and they just were like, oh, screw it, you know, forget about it, because, you know, there's problems. It won't let them register. So, I don't know. I'm not going to have to look into it more, but I mean, from my end, there's not much else I can do. I went ahead, I even made the account. I used one of my email addresses. I authorized it and everything. You know, let me log in again, which is why I suspected it was only his box. Yeah, it was strange. I don't know, because I play with my cookies a lot in that. Like, I'll delete them and then, like, you know, make a new account or try to log in just to test it, and it works fine for me. So I don't know. In any case, he brought up some interesting games that he really likes, which would be cool to hear about, because this is something that we don't play, I've never even heard of. let's see here. I just wanted to recommend a pair of great PlayStation 1 games, Bust a Groove and Bust a Groove 2. I really haven't heard a lot about these games, however, I'm still looking for a copy of Bust a Groove 2 that auctions online for below $120. But anyway, they're games that rely on button sequences and rhythm for the music that it executes through the dance moves. Really, that horribly shitty rip-off of Britney's dance speech. It puts really hilarious game anime characters, a gorilla, a skyscraper-sized robot, a little mouse, and a Saturday Night Live Fever-era John Travolta, to mention some, in environments that change depending on how well you do. It's horribly addicting, lots of super sound rock, and it's awesome to dance with your friends to death. But anyways, if you're interested in a review, I'd be more than happy to give you one. That'd be great. That'd be cool. You know, send us, you know, I'd love hearing about games from other people, because we can't play them all. As much as I wish we could, we can't play them all. So, yeah, that'd be great. And then, like, a week later, he's still having problems with the forum. And, you know what, I did find a copy of Bust a Groove 2 on eBay for $70, though. Buy it now. It wasn't brand new, sealed, but it was in, you know, the guy said, mint condition, so, I don't know. See, but to me, that didn't sound like something I'd play. You know, I don't know. So, I'm sure, like, you know, a different game like that, I bet tons of people love to play that kind of shit, you know? It must be a blast, you know? It's like me with info. I started playing it again today, because just one game, you know. Well, they went the next 12 hours of my life, you know, playing Entos, but at least they finished Entos and released a 1.0 version of that map. Anyhow, I got an email from Captain Castro again, I think today, actually, and lucky us, we're recording today, so I'm able to bring that to you. He said he still can't make an account, so, you know, he talks about Final Fantasy XI, a game that, you know, is... Yeah, the online one's coming out pretty soon, and let's see, according to MMORPG.com, they will be shipping October 28th for the suggested retail price of $49.95. Official release date announced October 8th, let's see, Los Angeles, California, Square Enix, I don't want to read straight out of the thing, but in any case, I guess it's coming out October 28th, it's going to be like $50. Rise of the Zillart, it's called, D-I-L-A-R-T, expansion pack and other applications on 5 CD-ROM discs. $50. Let's see. Final Fantasy 10 or 11 subscribers will receive their first 30 days of access without charge. That's kind of standard now, you know. And I noticed that Rubies of... Oh, crap. What's it called? Kenny Arcade puts these guys a lot. Rubies of Eventide, I think, or Eventide, or something like that. Anyway, I think they've got like a 10-day free trial right now. And $5 for the cost of the first month, I think. Which is pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, $5 for the first month. After that, it's 15 or whatever, I think.
That's when they're on the charge.
Yeah, I know. And it's free to download the whole game. Yeah. You know, so that's kind of, it's like 330 megs. I think I looked at it yesterday for Hunter, because he was wondering about it. He's all about playing free shit, you know? Because he likes that thing. But in any case, I don't know, Final Fantasy XI looks pretty good. I mean, everything we saw, it looked pretty good. I mean, the graphics are good, but I really hope they have a huge storyline in there. I mean, it better be amazing, because they're going up against some of the big titles I'm waiting for. Huge things. EverQuest 2, World of Warcraft, Lineage 2. All three of those, I can't wait to see what happens, because I want to be in on one of them.
Final Fantasy 11, I thought they're coming out with this patches of the hard drive.
Yeah, they are too, but this is for the Windows version.
Oh, PC?
Yeah.
Okay, with the
after 30 days players can continue to play Final Fantasy 11 by paying a monthly fee of $12.95. For one character, and up to 15 additional characters for an extra charge of $1 per character. That's interesting.
So you can't have your party anymore. You only can have one guy to go out
with. Yeah, it's like, from what I've gathered, it's like you play one guy, and then you meet up with other real humans and play. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense, man. Why would you want a party of guys for an online game?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if they're not human. I mean, if they're not human, that kind of defeats the whole... You might as well play .hack Infection, then. Or, you know, all of them. The whole .hack series, you know. So you might as well play that if you're going to play a game that, quote-unquote, is online with a party of your own guys and there's no real human interaction there. I got to start playing Mutation. I can't wait. But I got to beat Zelda. Oh, that's what we need to talk about. Because we never, anyway, okay, so anyway, yeah, Final Fantasy XI is on the 20th of October, that's 4 days after my birthday, good shit. Email from, we need like a drum roll or something for this. Cushing, MC Cushing, who, and he had to say about a Jack 2, remember? We talked about that, like in one of the way hella earlier episodes, I think, a long time ago we talked about it, because it sounded really good. You know, it sounded pretty good. But now details are starting to surface, more, you know, something beyond screenshots, right?
It looks like, I don't know, I can just kind of give them to the
I can if they're good. Like Mario 64? Mm-hmm. Dude, I played that the other day. I started that up again the other day.
It's just, you know, it's sort of got a story. It's like almost a, I mean, things, it's almost the same.
That's my problem with it. It's all the same. You know, like, since Mario 64, they've all been exactly the same, as a matter of fact. I mean, and think about it. Mario 64 gave you these huge worlds to do whatever the fuck you wanted to in them, and then gave you, like, 7 or 8 goals, I think there was, you know, something like that, 5 or 6 goals, maybe 5 to 7 goals per level to get, you know, like, the star, right? And it was, at the time, mind-blowing stuff. I mean, talk about revolutionary game here. And now you can go to the same level, and you can, like, go defeat a boss, or race somebody for a time thing, you know, or collect a certain amount of coins, collect hidden coins. There's the hidden star. There's all these different things you can do, and since then, every game has been the exact same. Tide of Tide, Magnum, and Tiger. Exactly the same. I mean,
it's still their idea.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty lame with different characters. You know what I mean? The only one that I think was way different was like Sonic. But it sucked. I didn't like the adventure one because all you had to do was like hold down the forward, and he just ran like a million miles an hour, and eventually get to the end of the level. I mean, it was just dumb. I mean, because you couldn't go.
So you jump once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while you got to jump, and like it had these amazing scenes though. I mean, there was some of the coolest shit I've ever seen in a Sonic adventure. Yet there was no interaction. Like he would just hold forward, and he would just go through this crazy loop. Doing whatever, like up this tornado looking thing, he jumps over this thing, he goes 100 miles an hour through a loop, he pops out, he hits another tornado thing, he goes up like 7,000 feet in the air, and all you have to do is hold forward. You know what I mean? It's stupid.
Yeah.
It would have been cool if there was a little bit more interaction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm pretty let down by what Cushion has to say about Jack 2 here. Let me read what he has here. On a recent episode, you said you were looking for a Jack 2 because you were sick of RPGs. And I did, you know. Not that I'm sick of them, I'm just looking for something cool to play also, because it seems like all I talk about is RPGs, which is, you know what, I don't know, man. I've been looking, checking out other stuff, and I try, like, Mark of Three, that Riddle of the Sphinx. Most of it I just can't play. I just don't get into it. I don't know what it, anyway. Well, I got the new Electronic Gaming Monthly with the Final Fantasy X-2 girl on the cover, which I got, like, 3 days ago, by the way, so, and he sent me this on September 26th, so the mail's lagging for me. Anyway, and they reviewed it, so they got okay scores, but they also broke down what the game was like. Apparently, the makers of Jack 2 have been paying attention to recent game trends, because they're all in there. The overworld of Jack 2 is ripped off from Grand Theft Auto 3, complete with a familiar-looking map in the corner of the screen. Unlike most platform games' hub worlds, where you just go into a portal to start the level, Jack has to go, let's see, wait, sorry, I lost track of my sentence, but Jack has to go where the mission takes place. Like, remember Grand Theft Auto, you all have to walk up to a dungeon to get the mission. Like, Tony Hawk 4, you know, you just go find somebody to get the mission.
Mm-hmm.
To get to this, it's recommended Jack hijack a hover vehicle flying by. Straight out of Grand Theft Auto. Stealing vehicles, right? Jack can steal the vehicle and get away unless an evil guard sees him, or if he hits the guard. If this happens, all the guards in the area will shoot at him. That's not all. The missions are usually your usual platform share, but some rip off everything from Tony Hawk to Crazy Taxi. Thankfully, it doesn't look like there's a stealth mission. Just some food for thought before you must go get this.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm so glad that he said this though, because I probably would have, knowing me though, I would have probably saw it and been like, oh, I was talking about this. It sounded great. I might as well just buy it because I'm up to like 25 magazines on a pile now that I haven't read yet. Just I've been messing around with it. Also, later in the magazine, there's an article on the latest platform games coming out and all the platform game cliches. Double jumps, break boxes that are in each one. That's funny shit. It sounds like something that the GameStop would do. They always have like the 25 most worst games. Or, you know, they always have these weird little things like that. Most are original games, but most have that kid mascot with an attitude look to them. Looks like it's going to be a while before the next groundbreaking platform comes around. Maybe you should stick to RPGs. I think so. It doesn't sound too great. What I really hope is that, like, a new Mario would come out that was just mind-blowing, you know, something. Because even Mario Sunshine is a rip-off from Mario 64, except for with a water gun and less variety in a level.
Come on, you knew that sounds different.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, yeah, and that should be fine, but it's not, because I want new stuff. I want to see some new, crazy shit. And, of course, we don't get that. That's it.
It does.
You know?
Peter Bloom should. I'm a game maker.
It's just a better idea. You know, I mean, it's hard though this day and age because, you know, they're pressured for time. You know, gotta get the game out, because you gotta make some money. And that's unfortunately what is driving this industry is money. And it's giving us a bunch of, more crapware than I've ever seen in my life. I mean, more games than I could possibly imagine suck. And they come out daily. Yeah. And we see games that should be fantastic. Unreal 2. Unreal Tournament 2003, you know, we see stuff that should be just mind-blowing, if not, it's just, what, you know?
Guess what? I mean, they don't really spend time on it. They just fucking, let's get it out, let's make money for some reason.
Exactly, they rush the game out the door, right? It sucks. And thank God for the internet, you know, God bless the internet, because we have the mod community. And it started with Doom, making levels. And now it's gone on to get so good that you have, like, Counter-Strike, you know? I mean, a group of people make this mod that takes over the world, practically. You know, the gaming world just bowed down to this shit.
Talking about mod, Fragos, where are you?
Exactly. Fragos. I mean, we're 9 days late now. It wasn't released. I'm pretty disappointed because I was really looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. Shit. I mean, I talk so much shit and I plan to go out because I said, that's damn time with this shit. You know, I can meet the enemies with the people and shit in the game. They fuck you up because people are stuck in Fragos. That's why I haven't come out yet.
Yeah.
No.
Stuck playing Tactical Ops. Now, see, I've been purified. I haven't touched Tactical Ops. I uninstalled it like 2 months ago now, probably.
That's been a long
time. Yeah, it's been a long time. I feel good, you know. It's allowed me to concentrate on other games.
Info.
Yeah, Enfos mainly. While we're still kind of on the topic, though, of the platform games, and, I mean, I mentioned how I fired up Mario 64 the other day. One of the things that we talked about in the episode 21 that was trashed was controllers and my lack of an ability to find a good PC controller. And I do keep my eyes out for things like this every time I run down to the Electronics Boutique or Best Buy, and I never find a good control. So, I was thinking about what is, because I have sidewinders, you know, the basic sidewinders, no analog sticks, 6 buttons, you know, like regular buttons, and it's got like a start and a select type button, you know, like a main function button, and then shoulder buttons, two of those, and a directional pad. And that's all I have. I have 3 of those, you know, and they suck because there's no analog sticks, and they're just the button layout. I'm not really used to it because I only play them occasionally, you know, as opposed to console game. And I finally broke down and bought this converter cable thing. It hooks up to my Xbox controller, and it makes it a USB controller, right? It works. It is awesome too. It took me a little while to figure it out, you know, because there's no like good driver support. It's just the support is not very good. But it is out there. If you go to codeunderground.com, I think, they've got a driver. It's XCTL or XCTRL or something. Anyway, that's the driver I installed. The install doesn't go perfect, so it's a little funky, because it'll ask you for some software. It continually pops up this dialog box asking you to install, like, the disk. But there is no disk. So you can go ahead and install from this location. So you put in the directory location of the things you downloaded, you know, for this driver, and there's nothing there. And it says, and there's a little checkbox, you know, for never asking me to install this software again. So you check the box, hit OK, and what happens? Pink, it pops up and asks you again. So you do that 5 or 6 times, so you get really pissed off at it. And eventually, it does seem to work. If you just keep closing it down and tell it to go fuck itself, it will work. And it's kind of neat because it looks like it has support for rumbling in there, even though I haven't got that to work, so I haven't played with it though. But it's neat because you can test the control, like see, make sure your buttons work, and it shows the pressure sensitivity, so you can move, you know, a numerical value or a graphical picture of how hard you're pushing the button. Really cool. And God bless, somebody thought ahead, and they had it set up so you can change the directional pad with the analog stick, because most games look for the X and Y plane on the analog stick. You ever try to play an old school game, you know, like something 2D, you know, like Fire Emblem Nintendo emulator, and try to play, you know, some Mario Brothers using an analog stick? Dude, it sucks. But thank God they've got it set up where you can switch the two so that it actually uses the directional pad off your Xbox control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is awesome. I actually picked that up for like $12 at the ZTNet store, which is, if you go to, I couldn't tell you what the link is, because I don't know what it is, but if you go to Zofar.net, you know, huge emulation information site, go there, and there's a banner at them, like, towards the top of, like, the very top of the news post, I think, but not the top of the page. There's a link there. And they've got all kinds of neat stuff, you know, it's for your PlayStation 2 control to your PC and whatnot. But then we found out, and you saw one,
Michael.
Our friends that make the
Airflow
controllers make a PC control.
And, they make a mouse with a phone.
Oh, I saw that. Now, see, Best Buy started carrying those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I went there today.
I took a mouse, and I got fans in there, so I can actually PC motion.
That'd be kind of neat to have a mouse with a fan in it.
Oh, yeah. For first shooters, first-person shooters. You get your hand all the time.
Yeah, I wonder if it's any better though than my Logitech one. My Logitech one is the dual optical one, so it's like
800 PPM.
Yeah, it's perfect. Mm. I love it. It would take a lot for me to switch. Yeah, very very accurate. But that's something to keep in mind. There is a PC controller out now. It's kind of the PlayStation 2 controller layout they make. You know, like the Airflow they make for the PS2. That's the layout they use for their PC one, but. I mean, it's only like $20-25. So if you're looking for a good PC control, That might be the one to check out. It's got two analog sticks, it's got a directional pad, it's got
a rumble.
You know, it's got all kinds. I don't know if the rumble on, is it rumble on the PC? Does it have it should, but we don't know, so we can't say that for sure. But in any case, that might be something, you know, worth to check out.
$25.
Yeah, I mean, if you need a good PC control, there's nothing better on the market that I've found. There's nothing, I mean, Gravis should be making the fat controls and they don't. Yeah, I don't know what their problem is.
Supposed to use some good
controls. I never liked Logitech controls. Yeah. I don't know.
Microsoft, come on.
Microsoft, yeah, well, they make the they need, they need a fat side one. They need the, just really the Xbox controller S with the USB thing and a good driver.
I bet that's the one. I bet that's the one.
Well, it's too late. Well, it's too late now. I'm not going to buy one. When I can use my Xbox controller, why the hell would I, you know?
Well, maybe, you know, come a lot more compatible with the XP.
It works perfect.
Maybe have like building drivers, you don't have to do anything about it.
Well, that's just fucking lazy, dude. If you can't install a driver, okay, you don't deserve. If you cannot install a driver, chances are you didn't take the time to install emulators and set them up and get the plugins. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter. Oh! Emulation. There's an emulator called Dolphin that they got running, the Zelda Wind Waker.
Whoa.
You know, it doesn't look perfect, but the graphics are all transparent right now, or translucent anyway. But,
It runs.
But it runs. Yeah, it runs. I mean, how cool is that? I cannot wait to find out more information about that. Speaking of Nintendo, we, got GameCube, because we gotta talk about this again, because remember we talked about this last episode, but it didn't say. Yeah, now I know most people don't care to hear about what we do. But they care to hear about, you know, the industry and things related to the games.
Yeah, they lost money.
They lost a lot of money. I don't have the figure here, but they lost...
Maybe someone did.
Yeah, they didn't lose that much, though. Whatever it was, I'm not sure, but Nintendo hasn't lost that much money this year. $924 million this year on the Xbox. Microsoft Home Division, Home Entertainment Division. Uh-huh. $924 million this year, $874 million last year. Yeah, I know. Isn't that great? Piss away $2 billion.
No, that's just going up some people.
924 million? Yeah. Almost $2
billion? Yeah, that's what I think from the other side.
Yeah, they got, yeah, but the company has, what, $40 million on hand, cash on hand?
Cash.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. In any case, sales of the GameCube are up, though, a lot. They beat sales of the PlayStation 2 this week.
Of course, because of the huge price drop.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know what? I'm hoping that this makes people realize, you know, like, the ones that broke down and bought it. Because a lot of people bought it simply because of the price.
Because we fired our, remember the price. We're fighting our urge for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally, the price drops, and yes, have to do it.
Yeah, finally, for $100.
No, I hope it was out of hesitation.
I know, huh? Like that first day. Wow. Shit, we were looking the day before. Yeah. So what I'm hoping this does is that some of those people that did buy the Cube for $100 are impressed, because I'm hoping they go, wow, you know what? For $100, shit, for $200, this is still a great gaming machine. And you know, I mean, I really think it is. I do think it is. It just happens to be that the price was so low that we just kind of stalled them out and waited. But, they sold, their sales were up from like 19,000 a week to like 60-something thousand or more this week.
Yeah, did you monetize on the TV commercials?
The price is $100. Yeah. Good, you know. I hope this really helps Nintendo out a lot, you know. Because they do have a good machine there. And do you remember we were in CompuSA the other day looking at GameCube games? And remember you said, this thing doesn't have that many games?
Yeah.
Remember? And I turned around and looked, and they had an Xbox lineup, right? And it was like, the shelf was only like 25% longer, you know? But you know what? There was more good GameCube games that I could name than there was Xbox games. You know, and that's what people need to realize, that the Cube is more powerful than a PlayStation 2. Okay, the graphics are way, I'm telling you, from the shit I've seen, it blows away everything I have in my PlayStation 2. I mean, Venus Saga was amazing, but it can't hold a candle to some of the stuff I've seen on the Cube. So I went ahead and I got Zelda, which I've actually been playing. I haven't played it all this week, and that's something we're going to have to talk about, is why I haven't played it, because there's some huge news. And I got Metroid, which I haven't touched. I'm waiting to beat Zelda and Eternal Darkness. And, something we're gonna touch on before. Oh, what'd you get? Skies of Arcadia Legends. You didn't get anything else though yet, right?
No, I missed it too.
Oh, that was for the Cube?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. No. Cool. Is it fun?
Well, it's like, you know, fantasy warrior type game, you know.
Oh,
those
shit.
Are the ones that give me tendonitis.
Yeah.
Take a long, just hit up on my million times every day.
Yeah. Kind of like info, so it's me. Yeah. That's, anyway, I lost my train of thought. Oh, Zelda, you know what? It's pink. It really is. People are bitching about the graphics.
I've been watching it.
You sat and watched me. It was so good. But I fired out.
No, I didn't even blink your eyes.
I know. I mean, it was amazing.
And then you quit. Like, come on, baby, everybody's under.
You know, it was like 6 a.m. We had to quit. It was great, though. I mean, that game, it really is a fun game. I don't know why people came down on it so hard. A lot of the review sites gave it perfect 10 right off the bat, and I'm going to have to go with an 8.5, I think. It's like a $40 game. Maybe, you know, 40, 45. maybe.
44, 99.
Yeah, it's, I don't know if it's a perfect 50, but I don't think it is, because the characters are what sucks in it. Link, and everybody he talks to, is, like, stupid. I mean, the graphics are horrible on him. I really don't like that. It bugs me. But the environment. Everything around them is beautiful and amazing. Everything comes off so good except for the characters. It takes, I mean, even the monsters look good. You know, they do. It just takes a lot of getting used to it. I don't know. I mean, I really like it. But,
No, but I have a complaint from a friend of mine by the optical.
Oh, yeah.
They said, bottles are really good music.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard that too. I think Modem said it on it. I think he said that too. He said
they're healthy. Modem, I thought he'd take.
He does hate it, but apparently he bought it and played it because he knows right where I am, so he must have played through. In any case, some really good Zelda news coming out of the Nintendo camp. They're releasing a Zelda compilation disc for the GameCube, and I've seen screenshots of the box. Ganon Power had a story up on GanonTower.com. They had some pictures up there. I guess they sold from IGN. I didn't know it was an IGN story at first. I happened to catch it on Ganon Power. But they packaged Legend of Zelda, The Adventure of Link. Now, those are the first two on the Nintendo. They're the only two on the Nintendo. They didn't put in A Link to the Past, which is, like, most people's favorite, it seems like, Zelda game. And I imagine that's because they're still selling it on the Game Boy. You know, they're selling that after on the Game Boy, you know? And so I imagine that's why they're not getting it out free, even though they should have put it on that compilation disc. And I think I remember it saying that it comes with Ocarina of Time, The Master Quest, Majora's Mask, and a demo of Wind Waker.
It's not everything.
Well,
almost.
No Game Boy ones and no Super Nintendo ones either. God, I wish they would have put DS Zelda on there though. I've been playing that. Four Swords is coming out for the GameCube in a couple of months maybe.
Yeah, it's getting too complicated.
They're mixing up the names of these games. Right? Yeah. They have A Link to the Past, The Four Swords.
Yeah, come on, that's like Final Fantasy.
I know.
Zelda 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
At least they name them like in that order. Zelda doesn't ever give them numbers. They give them names. So it makes it much harder to keep track of what's coming out. You don't have like Zelda 1, Zelda 2, Zelda 3. You don't have that. You have The Legend of Zelda, Adventure of Link, A Link to the Past, Ocarina of Time, Oracle of Seasons, Oracle of Ages, Majora's Mask, and you have names for them. But Wind Waker, you don't have like Zelda 1, 2, 3. You should. It'd be a lot easier. Anyway, I'm pretty excited about that compilation disc. I'm so excited about it.
So you're going to buy a new cube now?
I think I'm going to buy a new cube and then sell, and then just take the new cube, put it in my old cube box, because that one doesn't have the Zelda sticker on it, the logo that says it comes with the compilation, and then sell it as a new cube on eBay. I mean, it is new. New cube, put it in my old box, which is still in perfect condition.
So you did a bet for free, this cube?
Basically, yeah. Okay. Well, assuming how much I sell it for on eBay. And then
maybe you did a... Look up your box office for shipping.
Maybe. I don't know about wanting to ship it that far, though. I mean, I hate shipping shit like big, like on eBay. Like, CDs, DVDs are no big deal.
Last week I shipped 2 boxes to my girlfriend in China for some of them. God
damn. $100 to ship shit to China? The hell did you send me?
I'll make up for you some shit.
Aww, you should have sent her an Xbox or something. Send her a cube to play some games.
She got good for one thing.
So, that's some good news out of Nintendo. You know, they're releasing this Zelda compilation that I want real bad. I hope they sell it separate. You know, because I will buy this Zelda bit separate. And I really will. I don't know, man. They didn't sell the other one. Oh, eBay will have it. Yeah, but it'll be like $1 million.
Nah.
It'll be like $40. That's a lot.
For
some old ass. All I wanted for was the old ass games. Because I've already got it. Ocarina of Time and Master Quest this time.
That's true.
That's, yeah. In any case, you know, that's some good news. If you like Zelda, that's something to think about. And if you like A Link to the Past, check this out. I played this a long, long time ago. I forgot all about it. But that night I got that controller, that cable to hook my Xbox controller up, I thought I'd go back and check it out. The game is called Graal. G-R-A-A-L. And their website is Graal Online. GRAALonline.com. And it's a role-playing, it's a multiplayer Zelda 3, kind of, online. It's really crazy. It's like a Link to the Past, you know, the Super Nintendo one, and it's online. You play in this world with all these other people, but it's not using the Zelda characters. You know what I mean? Like, it's not actual Zelda, but it plays just like it. I mean, it plays just like it. It is really cool. You can download their tiny little client, install it, fire it up, and be playing probably within 15 minutes. You do have to sign up for an account, but like I said, it doesn't take very long. The thing to download the client's really small. The game's a lot of fun. I don't play it, spend that much time on it because I just can't get into it with all these people online. You can play, and it seems like they have a couple different worlds, like one you can pay for, and they're making a 3D version of it. It might be worth it to go check it out, though, I mean, if you got nothing to do one day. I was able to play in some world for free for a while still, but I do notice that they asked for some kind of donation now. $5 or $10, I think, to play, like, forever, though. I mean, it's not like
enough. That's enough.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a fun game that you enjoy, and you can download, like, the demo of one of the worlds and play the shit out of it, it's cool. And you've got all kinds of neat stuff. I mean, just like in Zelda, you've got, like, bombs and, like, all kinds of, just like it. I mean, I swear to God, it was a complete ripoff, but online. I mean, what kind of a good idea is that? That is awesome. Yeah, see, you're looking through all your Game Boy games. I don't know what you're doing. You sure you didn't sell it?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Let's see. What else have we... Oh, you know what? Everything else I have here is like useless information. I wanted to talk about BS Zelda quite a bit, but if you want to check it out, the website's www.tomgl.bz/BS Zelda. And you can download the ROM there. It runs on a Super Nintendo emulator. I'm gonna have to say go with ZSNES though. Even though I like the SNES 9X a lot more, it only ran for me on ZSNES. And this is the original Legend of Zelda, like remade for the satellite view. It was never released here in America. It was in Japan. And it was a lot of work to make it work, but I was able to play it through all the way without cheating up until the end. Because the game wasn't complete.
Right. You have to have your code.
So yeah, I had to change the time, yeah, or the game crashes at 57 minutes. They do have patched ROMs, though. They won't crash after the 57 minute time. Yeah. I grabbed the original ROM, so I wanted to see how far I could go. And it's the original Legend of Zelda, redone, like 16-bit graphics. The land is reworked a little bit, the maps of the dungeons are all different, but man, it was a blast. It's too easy, though. I sat down and beat it in 4 hours, like no big deal. But it was really cool. But up until the end, I could not figure out how to get the Master Sword. There's like no way to get it. Like the guy's there, but I walked up and he never had the sword. So, and I went back quite a few times and he just never gave me the sword. So I got all the way to the end of the game. I'm fighting Ganon and it seemed like I couldn't hit him. So there's actually a code that you can put in and it gives you the Master Sword and then I was able to hit him. So then after that I beat it. But it sucked because the whole game was like in Japanese so I couldn't even read the end. But I felt pretty good just about playing it and beating it. I mean, I love Legend of Zelda. That game is incredible. So I thought, it'd be neat to see like a remake of it that we never got to see here in America. So that might be worth checking out. They're calling it BS Zelda. You can get ROMs all over the place. Kingdom Hearts, when you sent me down to Best Buy just now on my way here to pick up ESPN football for you, I noticed that Kingdom Hearts is now a PlayStation Greatest Hits game.
Whoa. $20?
$50 though, Phil. Who the fuck does Sony think they are trying to pull that shit on that stupid greatest hit game to $50?
This is looking correct.
Yeah, that is bullshit. I could not believe it. Because I walked in there and I was like, well, since I'm here, I was going to pick up that football game for you on my way here today. And I thought, well, I'll just check out, see if there's anything new out. And I went, oh, wow, Kingdom Hearts. I spotted it from like way across. And I'm like, well, people keep telling me that I would like it. I probably would. What the hell? And I get closer and I realize it's $50. And, that's just a slap in the face.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that game, it's been out for way too long. It doesn't need to be $50.
At least half a year.
Longer than that, dude. It's been out for a long time. Way longer than that. Mm-hmm. So screw that. I don't know, man. Well, no, because there was other games there for like $30 that were great hit games. $30, $35, yeah. I mean, it's just, that's stupid. Why the hell would they want to do that? I mean, drop the price you're getting to $20, $25 and then we'll start buying them. I'm sure it's a great game, but it's not high on my priority list. I have no problem paying $50 for something like like a game I really want to play, like I'm reaching now, but like Zelda. I have no problems dropping $50 for that. I have no problem dropping $50 for something like
even if there's like a really good Mario Brothers game that's coming out, well, I'll pay $50 for a game I think is good, Metroid. You know, $50 without blinking. But for a game that I only kind of want, I'm not going to pay $50 for it. And don't you think, you know, that people that really wanted Kingdom Hearts have already bought it now?
Yeah.
So drop the goddamn price and let the people that kind of want to check it out give you their money. Because we're not going to give you our money for $50 because we don't want that bad. Now you're losing, you know, sales. Now we're going to lose sales. I would buy it if it was like $20-$25.
Oh, definitely. I'd buy it again.
You buy it again?
Yeah.
Just to have it?
Just to have it.
Well,
you want to fuck it?
Yeah. The second
one. You don't want to fuck
it, you guys? Yeah, yeah. You know, like Suikoden 3, no problem paying $50 for something like that. That game's amazing. Video for Suikoden 4 is out.
I saw some screenshot.
I saw a video of it. I've got it. Fascinating, dude. It looks pretty damn good. The graphics look so much better than Suikoden 3.
Of course. It's not
it doesn't always mean it's better. The Sony PlayStation 2 doesn't look that good, but I swear. Anyway.
Well, talk about the games, you know, I just recently, last week, I did a Star Hat upgrade.
Yeah, the third one in the series.
The third one. I don't believe I'm gonna pay $200 for fucking PlayStation.
Yeah, I know.
The game's way too short, dude. Way too short.
See, that's what I've been hearing. That's what I've been starting to hear lately. Like, I had no problem with it. At first, I thought, wow, this is fantastic, because I have no problem. I'll tell you right now, if they release the new Xenosaga, all six of them, every 3 months, I wouldn't flinch paying $50 for those.
No, because those, actually, it's a longer game.
And it's, yeah, it's way hella long.
How much has Final third this?
Like, 15, 20 hours?
20 hours on most times.
Tops on the, and you paid 50, and see, I paid
$50.
I paid $50 for Infection and Mutation. I haven't bought Outbreak yet, but I haven't played Mutation. I beat Infection the other day, but it was so fucking easy. Like, when I actually sat down and played it, like, I only played it kind of like, idly, you know, like, I would play something else, and then I would think, well, I'll play a little bit of Dot Hack, you know? So I'd play it for like an hour here, 2 hours there. And then remember, I got kind of screwed up, so I didn't realize how you can follow it.
Yeah, yeah.
So once my guys hit like 17th level and I've been playing for like 10 hours, all of a sudden I just smoked through the game. I mean, there was a point where I had to start building levels again, because when I beat it, my guys had to be like 22nd or 25th maybe. I think they were 25th and one was 24 when I beat it. But it was like way too easy even. I mean, it was just way too easy, and I thought, man, for $50, the story's good, but it's not earth shattering like it should be. You know, I mean, it's not.
I love the story. Right now, it's getting better and better as the story of the band.
It's good, but it's not. It's not Xenosaga.
No,
The first disc, the first game of Xenosaga was just. I mean, I'm still tripping up. It's that good. If you have not bought Xenosaga yet, I urge you with every ounce of your gamer heart to go buy Xenosaga. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, if you're sitting there right now with $30 going, well, I can buy Dot Hack Infection because it's only $30. I can get, like, Arthur Labs, like, 30, maybe 40, I think.
$40.
You know what I mean? And you're trying to think of the game, I urge you, I swear to God, get Xenosaga. It is just amazing. It is something else.
I know, Arthur Labs, I definitely, not even $50 game, I will pay for it.
Is that good? See, because it's 40, and I haven't bought it yet, because I was waiting to see 30.
It was a 40, it came out of a 40.
It's still 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, it's $50 game, I think.
Really? Was that good, huh?
That's fucking awesome.
I'll have to pick it up soon, man.
I got right here.
Yeah.
Standing on eBay right now.
I'm not buying it from you, though. I want it new.
Oh, okay.
I have a problem. I cannot buy used. The only used thing I have, so it's the only used game I have, is Metal Gear Solid. It is.
I really love it.
And I loved it, but it's like, you know, shit. It's like in good condition, too. There's no new, I guess. Anyway. Nintendo made the, you know what? I think Spetsnaz sent me a link to this. About, yeah.
Thank you,
about, we give him hell on IRC like every day. Well, you do.
I'm the only one.
Anyway, he sent me a link to a link to the story about this. And by the time I got to his link, the story, I couldn't find the story anymore. So, but I remember reading this, like 2 days before he sent me the story, I saw this, and the story that I had read, which was different from the one that he gave me, which I still can't find, is different. Anyway. Nintendo's making something called the iQ and they're gonna release it in China, and it plays like Nintendo 64 games. And it's supposed to be like ultra secure.
iQ. Oh.
Right, this is supposed to be, it's gonna be, what is it, $60. You get like, you buy this, I guess, console, right? It's gonna be 498
yen.
However the hell you say it, and it's $60, roughly $60 US.
The games are like about $5 US, I guess. Yeah, $5.85, I guess. $48. And, I guess you download them off the internet. You get a 64 meg flash card that comes with your console. And as I understand it, this card only works with that one console, right? Like,
this smoking crap.
You know, like I cannot buy a game. I guess you go to a store, and the retailer plugs it into something, and it downloads the game from Nintendo servers. Then you can go home and plug it into your console and play it. But you cannot play it at your friend's console because the codes are different.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Giving them up our way.
Dude, exactly. How long do you think till they hack this? One guy's gonna pay for all the games, they're gonna figure out how to clone the information on the card. If it's only getting the information to the card is the difficulty, that's nothing.
No,
it'll take them nothing to get like an EEPROM burner for this thing and write it over there.
No.
You know what I mean? Or whatever the hell they're gonna have to do, you know, a flash thing for it. It's not gonna be that hard. If all they need is the code for the cartridge, you know, to be the same, they only have a data problem then, of copying the game over. If, when you download it from Nintendo servers, it encrypts itself to that code, then they're gonna have a little bit more of a problem, I think, because they're gonna have to start changing codes per game. They're probably just gonna come up with like a generic code for all of China that everybody's gonna have, and it's gonna run every game, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know if this is
I think that's what we're gonna do, you know, just pick off the code,
yeah.
A reasonable code, yeah. Put something generic from there.
Yeah, this is gonna be, interesting to see what happens.
Smoking crack.
Now, Sony is saying that they're gonna start selling the PlayStation 2 in China by the end of winter, and Microsoft hasn't said shit about selling the Xbox in China. So, Nintendo's getting in first, but they're supplying old crap. Nintendo 64 games? Dude, it's like, okay, that's cool and all, but how many really great games were on the 64? Like, 10? Maybe 5?
China's not like left behind us. Not that much, dude.
I know, no. They have Xboxes and PlayStation 2s and all that shit right now.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would they want to pay for Nintendo 64 stuff when they've got three current generation shit?
No shit.
I mean, it's just, I don't know if Nintendo's making the right move. And on top of that, they're going up against old shit. They're bringing old shit to the table when Sony's going to bring new shit to the table.
Yeah, hey, I go by when they have a carrying stick, so.
Okay, that might be worth it. I love that fucking game.
$60 for it.
Shit, that shit. The game alone cost me that when it came out. Here in the States. You know, I love that thing.
Final Fantasy VI?
They don't have that on Nintendo 64.
Oh, wait, no.
They got the Zelda Upon a Time. They got GoldenEye. That game is crazy.
GoldenEye.
But I don't know. Okay, screw this. You know what? All my news sucks. Nothing I want to talk about more than the Half-Life leak.
Ooh.
And how much of this did you hear about, dude?
Not much. I just read that news and something.
Okay, here's the scoop. This started like Friday. Somebody claimed to had broken into Valve servers, through an Outlook exploit, and gotten a hold of the source code. Now this was on Friday. Now I remember on everybody's favorite BitTorrent site, for torrents of, you know, illegal shit, which none of us would pirate stuff like this, but you know, it's good to keep up on the news. I was sitting there and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning or something. It was hella early, late at night, one or two. And I saw a torrent for something that said Half-Life 2 partial source. It was 31.2 megs or something compressed raw. And I was like, wow, Valve is the shit. They released the source code for fucking Half-Life 2 already.
Open source?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Honest to God, I was like blown away. I was like, wow, that's cool. So then I thought, wait a minute. How come I haven't heard about it, you know? So I went looking around and I couldn't find like a legal leaked source kind of thing, a legal like package of the source, and I thought, boy, that's strange. Then I got suspicious and worried, and I thought, man, this is some kind of a setup. You know, this is some kind of like fucking setup. You know, they're coming after people that are gonna download this. And I watched it for a couple hours and people started downloading it and pretty soon there was seeds all over. Next thing you know, by morning when I woke up, the torrent was gone, all mention of it was gone, nothing had happened. I thought, boy, that's fucking weird, you know? That was strange. What happened? There's no way somebody got the source. Well, sure enough, later that day, I'm sitting there and I'm reading a hard OCP or something, and they mentioned the leak, and I thought, no fucking way, right? Well, of course, hard OCP's policy in their forums is to not talk about any kind of wares, right? That you do not talk about any kind of illegal shit there at all, right? No general water.
You just don't do it. And that's their policy. Everybody should respect that. But that community, like the people that go to that forum, is an amazing community. You know, I mean, like, they need a place to congregate where they can talk about shit like this, you know, without very rules and regulations. But I can understand Kyle, you know, not wanting to deal with the legal ramifications of having a bunch of people put up screenshots and whatnot. So I had to go look around for, you know, a place where people were talking about this. And I have been posting it on our forums quite a bit, and nobody seems to take the bait. Nobody seems to be interested in this but me. So fuck you guys. It is all I concerned myself with for the last week. Seriously, this is like, I mean, fuck watching TV when you got drama like this going on, okay? Turns out the source was leaked, okay? So I start poking around, find out the source is out there, and you know what? It compiled. It does compile. People were out there, oh, it doesn't compile. You can't play anything. There's nothing there, okay? There is not, like, a level there. But there's, like, you can walk around, like, in this little box or whatnot. Then I started seeing screenshots where, like, people were making levels that were demonstrating some of the neat effects of the engine. This was, like, hours later, right? Valve came out, and they put this fucking announcement up there. Gabe Newell, you know, head of Valve, he came out, and he said, okay, look, somebody did break into our servers. They only got partial source. It's no, you know, it's not going to be any good. And then he asked for help from the community, you know, to catch this guy who did this, right? Who's, I swear to God, I saw today, like, calling himself Osama bin Laker or something like that.
Osama bin Laker.
Yeah, and he's not going to put up a group name or anything. You know, it's going around as anonymous, right? So I thought, wow, this is fascinating. You know, and at first I believed it was fake. Okay, so now we got a note from Gabe Newell that it's not fake. This is real shit. The source got out. Wow. Now think about what this does for the community. On one hand, cheaters are going to have intimate knowledge of the engine.
Oh.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, it's going to suck ass because now we're going to have aimbots on day one. Okay?
Warhead.
On the other end of that, though, we've got the greatest technological achievement, maybe just a hair shy or above Doom 3, available to the general public to consume. This, I think, will make bigger, better games for us in the future. You know, because now they can look at what Valve did and they can say, okay, you know, I can't steal their code, but at least they taught me how to do this effect. At least they taught me. You know, it is, but it's out now, and there's no taking that back. It's going to be, I mean, once something hits the internet, it's gone, okay? So then I thought, that's pretty amazing. The source is out, just fantastic. There's no, like, models, there's no enemies, or whatever. I mean, it didn't seem like there was anything to it. It seemed like there was not a whole lot of substance there. So I thought, okay, well, that's not so bad. So what the source is at? That's not going to do, like, 99.9% of everybody any good. Okay? Then the rumor came around. It was a beta that got out. And I was like, oh, man, you know, no fucking way. Okay, so now I've been chasing screenshots of these ghetto-ass homegrown maps. I've been chasing down information to find out if the source was even real. I've been tracking down information about, you know, like where you get it, like the torrents disappear, the FTPs are all underground, they get hammered when they do put it up. I mean, all this stuff is going on, and somebody's fucking with this guy in IRC. There's some guy, gtwy.hl2arena.com, I think, and this guy's been actually chronicling, like, all the news. But now people are making a fake screenshot and sending it to this guy and saying it's real. So then I'm like, oh man, I'm trying to figure out what's real, what's not, you know. And then some very convincing screenshots came out. Some shots that looked amazing. I mean, like, they had to be real. But now there was so much fake stuff going around, everybody's like, oh no, no, it's fake. But you know what? I've seen that now. So, it's not fake. I've seen screenshots taken from different angles of the same shit. There's no way that somebody went through and faked all these stuff. So then we start seeing that there's beta coming out. And somebody says, hey, the beta is going to be released at midnight. You know, whatever day that was earlier this week. So then it was like a mission for me to find out about this. Because there was a 1.5 gig file, or 1.3 gigs, I think, of gay porn going around that was claimed to be Half-Life beta. So all these people were downloading that, and I'm reading about it going, man, there's no fucking beta, you know? So midnight came around, and there was no beta. And people waited, and pretty soon everybody said, oh, it's not real. Valve says, you know, look, they didn't steal a beta. They only got, you know, partial source. We think we know who it is, we're tracking them down, we've got timestamps in the news servers, you know, or the mail server, all this stuff. And then what happens? The beta gets out.
Oh my god.
With a note from the leaker.
It basically says, fuck you, Valve, stop lying. You know what I got. Right? I mean, he is fucking Valve's day up. So Half-Life Radio, a couple of guys there, I mean, I can't prove whether or not they went. They didn't take any pictures and shit that I saw. But a couple of guys that do Half-Life Radio went to Valve, and they talked to him, and they said it seems like business as usual. It seems like they're just working on their games, and it says that they're just kind of like, you know, not taking a, you know, this isn't like, this hasn't stopped Valve. This hasn't brought them to their knees, right? According to these guys, they haven't, like, I mean, haven't changed a whole lot other than the fact that now they have to worry about this, but it's, they said they're still working on it, so it sounds like business as usual. Mm-hmm. Valve put on a good front. You know, they had half the people convinced that it wasn't that bad. Then the beta got out. It's like a 1.4 gig file, it's all over IRC. I didn't see it hit, wait a minute, did it hit Super, yeah, I think it did. I think it did because the torrent there, yeah, because I was tracking the torrent, and at first there was one theater and 2,800 downloads, and then, towards the end of that first night, like 12 hours later, there was, let me think here, 400 theaters and like 2,300 downloads. So the beta was real. They got a hold of this, there's like, it's not beta either. Like, my stance on it is it's not a beta, it's like a late alpha. Because you can't like, well, from everything I've heard, you can't fire it up and like, pick new game and play through. You know what I mean? Like, right, you just can't do that. There's no story in there yet. Like, if you walk around and you come across something where like something should happen, like there's a note that comes up that says something should happen here. You know, like, it describes what happens, but you don't hear the voices. You don't see it happen. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Some of the stuff's not there. You can drive this crazy dune buggy thing on the coastal levels. Are fat, dude. Oh my god. The enemies are great. The graphics, top notch. The E3 demo levels are in there. It's fucking amazing. I mean, it's beautiful. But it runs like crap on GeForce cards. So, the leaker released a patch already. That adds in a lot of the lost some of the models and shit. Apparently, this guy must have the whole thing. And he must be just kind of leaking it out just to fuck with Valve. Because remember, Valve said they were releasing this game September 30th, and they never did. They delayed it. Now I'm hearing April. Now everybody's saying April. You go to dude, they're going to have it done by then. Because I've been sitting in some IRC channels for the last couple of days, right? On day one of the source leak, okay, this is before the beta, the beta alpha, whatever. Before something playable came out, and just the source was out, I was seeing people making models, people making textures, people working on the lighting effects, people working on the AI, people working on stuff to make this playable for you. I mean, it's scary. It was like this group of guys who were just like, okay, fuck it, we're gonna make a game out of this, basically. I mean, it was insane. I mean, so I don't know if we're gonna see anything released by like a group that hacked the source and made a full game. I don't know if they'll ever get that far, but it would be neat to see what happens. You know what I mean?
Funny.
I mean,
Mods will be out before the game.
Yeah, no. Well, now Valve has to take all this time to change the code, because the source code for Steam was in there. The code for their key generator was in there. All this code is in there that they have to change now to protect us. You know, the people that are going to buy this game and play it are not going to want people out there with the ability to crack into their main server or exploit their Steam thing, which connects our machine to their servers, and get into our machine. You know, we're not, I mean, all they need to do is get into Steam, drop in a virus of some sort or whatever, some kind of crazy worm or something, and then everybody who goes out for the new patch is going to get it sent directly to their machine from Valve Steam servers. You know, because these guys have the code and know exactly how it works. It's a whole hell of a lot easier to hack it when you know how it works. You know, than it is to try to reverse it. You know, reverse engineer it, and all you get is packets and you're trying to crack it backwards. They know exactly how it works.
That's people on overtime now.
You know, dude, these are bad at Valve. They must be shitting bread. That's what I got.
Sorry, Valve.
But see, they haven't said anything since then. Now, apparently there was some NVIDIA drivers leaked. Also, there was new NVIDIA drivers, 50.33 or 32 or 12 or 13, some crazy fucking version. Anyway. It's supposed to work a lot better with Half-Life 2, the beta leak, right? So now, you see Half-Life beta floating around on IRC and torrents everywhere. You see this patch going around with a bunch of new models and textures and shit. You see leaked video drivers. I mean, this is better than daytime TV. I don't need to watch anything. All I need to do is open up any forum, any IRC channel, and man, it's news for hours. Shit is happening. Like, this is huge, dude. I cannot believe it. Yeah. Oh, you feel like you wanted to say something.
Yeah.
I am just shocked I'm blown away. I mean, I don't know what to think. Like, this is kind of good and kind of bad on both ends. So, I think it's going to die down, right? Like, I mean, this is like 6 days into the saga here or whatever. I'm like, okay, it's got to quiet down now, right? It's got to get a little slower now that we got a beta. People are already playing this. The beta is incredible. The graphics are amazing, but all the textures aren't there. All the graphics aren't there. It's buggy as hell. All the levels don't work. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not perfect. The sound is fucking amazing. Like, I see screenshots and I hear all this people telling me how great this is and how great that is. People talking about how to make this work and make that work. It sounds amazing. And then, people have found out that there's Half-Life 1 in there too. And there's a port now that works, apparently. I really don't know, but this came out just about this morning when I was leaving to get, you know, get ready to come here. So I haven't, like, got a chance to read up on this yet. But people are saying now, and I've seen the files floating around, right, and rumor has it, that Half-Life 1 works on the Half-Life 2 engine. I guess it was built in with it. People just needed to monkey with it and figure out how to get to it. So an updated version of that, Counter-Strike in the Half-Life 2 engine. Counter-Strike 1, like the original, not the Condition Zero, right? Apparently, they're porting the original Counter-Strike over to it, I guess. And I saw it today, Condition Zero pre-gold was leaked also.
Oh my god.
I mean, does this not get better and better as the story goes on? First, Valve is hacked. They're saying that there's a small source leak. The leaker threatens to release a beta. Valve says, you're lying. You know, you don't have this. Boom, a beta hits out. A patch comes out. We got NVIDIA drivers that make it work better. Counter-Strike comes out. Half-Life 1 comes out. Counter-Strike Condition Zero pre-beta. I mean, Valve got fucked. I feel so bad. I feel bad. Because this sucks. Because after seeing the game, I really, really, really...
Half-Life 1 is made by Sierra, right?
It's made by Valve. Sierra publishes it. I really want to play Half-Life 2 in all its glory. I don't want to play some hacked-up beta. I don't want to play something that doesn't work.
No, you don't.
You know, that's just like... I mean, it's not quite...
It's wrong.
You know, it's not so much wrong as it is, like, going to ruin the real experience. Okay, when you play something like the beta for, like, Quake, or you play like an alpha for Quake or an alpha for something like Warcraft 2 or 3 or whatever, it's different than playing the beta for a game like Half-Life. Half-Life has story. You know what I mean? You want to be surprised. You don't want to buy this game and say, oh, I know what's going to happen around this corner because I saw it before. There was no textures, but I saw it. You know, you don't want to ruin the story for yourself. Just wait, okay? You don't want to have to download a gig and a half worth of crap, fight with it to make it work. I mean, unless you're like a huge enthusiast. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't care, and you just got it through the technology, and you're really into betas and alphas and all that shit. That's cool. But you know what? It's also illegal. That's something to consider, too. And it might just ruin the game experience for you. It might. I believe, for me, it would ruin it. I mean, like, imagine if you played a beta of Xenosaga.
No, I wouldn't want to do that. I mean, I know the story. I don't know what the fuck. Mm-hmm. What's the purpose for the real one?
Exactly. Exactly. Right? What would be the purpose of playing the real one if you've already read the story? You know, and then, Half-Life 2 beta, the story, from everything I can gather, it's not complete. You know what I mean? People are saying, well, there's the scripting is there. It says it's there, but it's not there in the game. But you still ruin it for yourself because you know it's supposed to happen. So when you buy this game, you're going to say, oh, I wonder if they did this. And you're going to see it, and you're going to go, well, that'd be great if I didn't know. It's not a surprise anymore. You're just ruining it for yourself. Now, I know that they're saying, oh, well, this is to teach Valve a lesson. That's fucking bullshit. It's not like Valve is the first game company to ever delay a game, people.
Mm.
Okay, that's what they're saying. A lot of people on IRC...
going to teach someone a lesson, Blazer.
You know who's going to teach us a lesson? Valve. They're going to say, you know what? Fuck you, then. You know? What if they were to do something like that?
Yeah. What if, I mean, we need a great game company to make games for them.
We do. I mean, we need the id Software's of the world. We need the Valve's of the world. We need the Blizzard's of the world. We need Nintendo, Sega. We need these companies, okay? You don't want to hurt these companies. Okay? The game industry, these companies, people, they don't owe us anything. We owe them everything. I really believe that. Okay? They give us what we want to play. We don't give them shit. We give them a hard time. We complain about bugs. We want this feature. We whine and bitch and cry about release dates and features and this and that. Okay? It's just, oh man. They're giving us something. They poured their life into 5 years of Half-Life 2. And somebody steals it and gives it up to the internet and it spreads like wildfire just like that for free to everybody.
That's bullshit.
You know, I mean, it's cool, okay? On the one hand, it's fucking cool. It's like, wow, this doesn't happen in anywhere else in the world. Like, you don't get, like, a leaked version of, like, an alpha version of, like, a new car. You know what I mean? Like, you don't see leaks of information like that all the time. You know what I mean? Like, you don't see, like, interesting things that Ford is working on. You don't see interesting things in the world of automobile development. You don't get, like, an early version of a car to check it out. You get, you know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? You feel me? You don't, like, this industry, this is kind of unique to this industry. You see stuff before it should be seen by the public. So it's cool. It's kind of neat. It's interesting, and those that care like to talk about it and share information. These are the real enthusiasts. These are the people who want to know. On the other hand, you have the pirates who don't care about the information and the technology. They care about currying something. You know what I mean? They just want to move it. They just got to shift the data from place to place, collect it and pirate it from themselves and their friends. Yeah, and they're just hurting the company. You know, it would have been something to see Valve release this game by Christmas and a full SDK or something for the non-developers right away. You know, it would have been awesome to see something like that. Something that we could actually use that wasn't buggy, that was full and finished. But the leaker makes a good point in one of his little NFOs, you know, his little info file, in one of the leaks. I've seen the NFO. You know, the little file they distribute with the power of craft, you get the whatever.nfo. In that, he said, look, you people, Valve says that they're not delaying this because of the pirates, right? Or they say they are, because of the pirates. Because it was leaked out. That's their official, they're saying that we're going to delay until April because we need to change the code now. According to the leaker, that's all Valve had. This is it. So the game truly was not finished in time. They said on September 30th, it was not done. The leaker, apparently the leak is like dated like a month ago. So, there's no fucking way Valve has a complete game. If this guy had full access to their system, don't you think he would have grabbed the full-blown game if it was done and not a half-assed beta?
That's true.
So there's no way Valve had this game done ahead of time. They're not delaying because of the attack, they're delaying because of the fucking fact that they don't have a game done yet. So, the good news is, Condition Zero goes gold tomorrow. Yeah. The new, Counter-Strike Condition Zero? No, it goes gold tomorrow, it's done. So, the leak was today.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the leak.
Somebody got a whole thing.
I don't know. I haven't heard too much about it, because it just happened today. Like, I heard about it, it was out. I haven't seen any screenshots. I've heard nothing but rumor about it right now.
That'd be an inside job, man.
You know, I don't think it's an inside job, though. It's too malicious to be an inside job. And I thought I heard something about it being some dude in Russia. I thought. That's the cool part about this. I don't know shit about it. Nothing is fact and nothing is rumor, because I don't know. So that's why I'm so into it, because it's like, I go to like 27 different websites, reading the same information, but looking for little clues and little hints and this and that, and other people's ideas. And there's all these, like, great conspiracy theories out there. You know what I mean? Every fool on the face of the planet seems to think Valve leaked it on purpose so that they can delay the game. I have seen that theory tossed around a million times in a forum. Oh, even Ode called me. Ode called me to tell me this was what he thinks happened. Okay? I don't think that's the case, though. Right? Everybody has a different theory. I don't know. All I know is that people are making a lot of trips to Mexico lately. To visit Juarez, Mexico. So I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on this leak? I mean, anything interesting about this? I mean, what is your take? That's everything I know.
I think it's fucked up.
It's fucked up. You have any reason? Why is it fucked up?
Some of the companies got fucked all the time. And that's the company that makes us happy. We play their games. What happens, you know, you can fuck all those ones, they make a bad one. That's one less company for making games for us.
Exactly. Something to think about. You're gonna hurt the company.
Yeah. You know. Hurt us.
And yourself and other gamers. Yeah, I mean, I really don't know what to say about this. I mean, if you downloaded this.
That's why I think it's fucked up. I'm just how much hard work are you putting in?
5 years. Blood, sweat, and tears. You know? And it makes its rounds on the internet before it's out, before they can make any money. You know?
Yeah.
That's messed up. I don't know what to say. Like, cause I'm torn. It's cool. I love knowing about it. I love hearing about it. I love, like, knowing that this kind of thing is possible. Like, it's just this Half-Life 2 soap opera, you know? Like, the days of art wares, you know?
Or might be a hair. Here's my other theory, though.
Okay.
Might be from other big game companies.
That's an interesting theory. There's something I don't think I've heard yet.
See, because you have competition. Even if you put them down, you have less. You have one less enemy in the market.
That's true. That's interesting. That's very interesting. I mean,
that's a weird. You know, that's just a theory.
Yeah, it sounds improbable. There's another way.
But it's possible.
It's possible. Anything's possible.
Maybe Microsoft. Maybe Microsoft.
Get out your tinfoil hat, because here comes all the conspiracy theories. I don't know about that, though. I mean, but, you know, it is a possibility.
Yeah,
I doubt it. Because they're too malicious about it. The guy, I mean, I have read everything this guy has released, and it is mean. It is fucking, fuck you, Valve. You don't have shit. I did, you know, what I fucking did, and you know what I got, so stop lying to people. And Valve is still lying. Oh, and somehow some group of cheap people said they did it. They somehow got credited with it. They didn't say they did it.
Nope.
No. My gosh. These guys who cheat in Counter-Strike and a bunch of other games, they make a bunch of hacks for it. But somehow they got credited with it originally. I don't know. I mean, from everything I've seen, these guys don't sound too smart. And this was a high-profile hack. This was fucking, like, I mean, this is big news. I don't think that, like, you know what, though? Maybe that does make sense. Because maybe they didn't know what they were getting into. These idiots just install some kind of, you know, keylogger and get their password or whatever, however they did it. It was a flaw in Outlook is what it was. So they got him to open something somehow. This Trojan installed their own software on his machine. So, I don't know. And maybe they don't realize, you know, maybe they're just too stupid and don't realize what they've got themselves into. Or, maybe it is some elite motherfucking hacker out there in Russia somewhere that's just fucking, fuck you, I want this game, hurry the fuck up. Maybe it was, you know, a cheat clan that, you know, wanted some early information on making cheats. Maybe it was, you know, another game company that, you know, wanted to hurt the
competition. People who make cheats, we took the fun.
Maybe it was Valve that wanted to delay it. I mean, all these are really crazy fucking theories, and I just don't know what to think. It's just nuts. You gotta go out there and look for information. I mean, I'm sitting in our IRC channel. That's irc.esper.net and channel's gamer. I sit in there all the time. You know, and Wolf is in there, Hooks is in there a lot. Modem Toad's there, Spetsnaz is there a lot, Kamikaze's there like all the time. It's you know, there's not that many people in there, Jenner's in there a lot, Kiroshi, yeah, everybody. And there's a lot of people in there. Bob Nino's in there, and there's...
I haven't seen him for years.
Yeah, it's because he got hit by the hurricane out there, some shit. Yeah,
sorry, Bob.
Yeah, kind of like he sent me a picture of like the area around his office building. Dude, it was crazy. The signs all torn down and shit and stuff all messed up.
Yeah. All your fault, man.
I hope so. What I want, somebody give me some damn pictures of it, then. Nobody's got a good picture of the hurricane. I don't want pictures of, like, McDonald's torn up by a hurricane or the nearest trailer park or whatever. I want to see, like, the weather. I want to see pictures of
the satellite pictures.
Satellite pictures generally suck, though.
Yeah.
Most of the time, like, that's hard for me to
big
find.
Pile of process, obviously.
That's kind of cool, though, but they always have lines on them. They have, like, you know, markings and shit, lines, and some of them are all done up with the funky colors, like you're watching the Weather Channel. I want good, clear, clean pictures of the hurricane. And I want real ones. I want
people who risk life to take that picture.
Great! Tie yourself to the goddamn tree and hold on to your digital camera because I want a picture of that shit. I want to see you standing in the eye of the hurricane, all nice and calm, blue skies and shit, birds flying around, watching cows fly by on the edge of the inside of the hurricane, you know? I want to see some good screenshots or pictures of this.
It's so crazy, dude.
I don't care. I'll go there and take it myself and let it go.
I got 50
on 50. You don't have on your record.
Okay.
Any case, I can't think of anything else that's like breaking news. Like, I'm sure there's
games. That's huge news.
I mean, this is all I wanted to talk about all week long. I kept thinking to myself, I can't wait to record. I can't wait to record. I can't wait to record. Just to share the information.
I thought they recently come over today, huh?
To talk about Half-Life, yeah.
In laundry,
yeah. And to deliver ESPN via, you know. But I mean, this is such big news, and I hate to try like burn most of our show on Half-Life, but you know what? This is big news, and this is all that mattered to me this week. So hopefully next week we're going to get to talk about some new PC games coming out. So it seems to me, I get the funny feeling that we've been like lacking in the PC games department.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot about console games lately, and I'd like to keep the show kind of fresh. You know, to help cover everything. You know, like, I keep thinking a lot about old games, but there's a lot of shows that already talk about old games. There's a lot more than I thought. I keep coming across shit like this, too. It's crazy. I didn't know all this shit existed. No, I didn't think we were the only ones either, but I didn't think there was as many as I come across. You know, some of them are fantastic. There's a couple that need work, though, that I'd like to wait to hear more about. Ganon Power's got something going on, but it's like mainly like 20 minutes long, and it's just about their message board at this point. But you need to hear them talk about Zelda all the time, though. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that, or just Nintendo games or something. It'd be neat. I don't know if the video game radio dudes ever came back, and in any case, somebody's gotta focus on the present games. New stuff. So it's gonna be us. We can't cover everything. I'd love to do this an hour a day every fucking day. I would love to.
Yeah, we love those people. You know, send out your previews old games, whatever. Just send us email about
it. Yeah, that'd
be great.
You know, that's cool too. Yeah. That makes it a lot easier on us too, because we cannot cover every game.
We can't play every single game.
You know, and
that's too poor.
And on top of that, like, I don't have an interest in playing like some game, but there's a huge market out there of people that do have an interest in playing whatever kind of game it is that I want to play. Which is why I need to get a better speakerphone or rig up my modem to record so I can call people again.
Yeah.
You know, so we can talk to different people and hear what they say about those kind of games that they like that I don't.
Yeah,
it's just something I need to, I'd like to take the show to the level where we're able to cover PC games, console games, you know, handheld games. You know, I'd love to be able to cover all this evenly all the time. And, I'll admit that I haven't been working as hard on this as I should. You know, I really should be putting a lot more effort into it.
I swear to God, I play more games than
you do, but that's because I play the same.
I mean, you don't have a job, I do.
Yeah, but you barely work. You work less than anybody I know, so it's barely a job. You know, but some of us, like, I mean, like, I spend all day. Okay, how much time do you think I spend reading about Half-Life 2? I'd say I bet it's close to 20 hours now I've spent on IRC and message boards specifically on reading about Half-Life 2, trying to find the truth in the bullshit.
That's a serious level of half.
Dude, it is. And exactly why I haven't played anything. You know, I haven't played Zelda for more than 5 hours since I saw you recorded last.
Uh-huh.
I haven't played it because I've been reading about this. That's it. I haven't played it since then. I've played it for only 5 hours since then. Mm-hmm. And those 5 hours I played, that was the day I was sure the beta was fake. Right? Because that's what everybody said, because it didn't come out at midnight. So I was sure the beta was fake. So I played Zelda that day. The next day, the beta got released. Since then, I've been on this fucking Half-Life kick again. I did manage to play Infos last night for about 5-6 hours, though. So I was really happy about that. And today, I'm probably going to go play some Infos again. But, I know, dude, it's so addicting. I cannot stop playing that fucking man. I swear to God. But, anyway. You know, I really, really would like to see us start covering everything a little bit more evenly. You know, or even maybe have a rotation. Like, 4 shows in a month, 1 strictly PC games, 1 Xbox, 1 PS2, 1 GameCube. That wouldn't work, though. That wouldn't work out right.
Oh, movies.
Well, we try to tack that on at the end of all of them, but I haven't watched shit. So.
I watched the movie Extraordinary Gaming.
How was that?
That's an awesome movie.
What was it about?
It's about Sean Connery,
It's not about Sean Connery. Well, it's about a bunch of dudes with some kind of power, right?
He's trying to save the world, basically.
Okay.
You got this,
Well, if we're gonna give a review on a game or a movie, dude, we've gotta be more detailed. You gotta tell a little bit of the story, you gotta tell about the character.
Okay.
This is our problem. We need to work harder. When you watch these movies, you need to take notes.
Dude, I was like, watch movies in the game.
That's my problem. That's why I don't get anything done and I don't remember shit, because I'm playing a game, watching a movie, and talking on IRC.
How about Terminator?
I haven't seen it. See, I haven't watched any movies, so, I mean, like, I've been wrapped up in this whole Half-Life thing, and wrapped up in a bunch of other stuff, too, like computer hardware stuff I've been paying attention to, but, we're burning too much time of the show talking about, like, what I'd like to do with the show, so, in any case, I'm hoping things will get better here pretty soon. We'll have more people on, and hopefully we're going to cover everything evenly, because I really don't like how I feel like I'm neglecting one console for a while. I hate feeling like that. I hate feeling like we're neglecting a Game Boy. I hate feeling like we're neglecting PC games. So, time to put a little more effort for it. Alright?
Aye.
That was deep.
You guys should be in every major city.